Chetum Shena from Montreal opens our program from their CD Best of Chetum Shena with a song called Na Ivana Kupala on Ivana Kupala, the summer solstice. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver, Canada for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, also known as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. Thank you so much for joining me here on «Наш голос». Welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Judy has a scrumptious summer recipe for you, sour cherry cheesecake. Vasil Pavlovsky will join us with his cultural capsule, as well Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa with her Chesnalove Did You Know feature. We'll also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And since we've just celebrated Father's Day, and this is the week of summer solstice, actually the following day, the 21st, so those two occasions are the musical theme for this program this week. And we started out with Ivana Kupala, which is a song about the summer solstice. It's actually an ancient Ukrainian ritual. And we're going to move on now. We'll be back to that theme, but we're going to move on now to the fatherly theme. And we have an original composition by a group from Toronto called Nove Pokolenia. Here they are now with Tatovi for Father. Твоя, 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 твоя And another Torontonian, that is Vasil Popadyuk, you just heard. He's originally from Ukraine, master violinist, who is known in cabaret circles in the Toronto area as Popadyuk now. But that is from a CD that he recorded some time ago, simply titled Vasil Popadyuk, and that was on the Father's Day theme. That was an original composition dedicated to his own father, who was a master musician in his own right. And that song was simply My Father. Well, back now to the Kupala theme. We've got Zulia up next from right here in Vancouver, from their CD, their second CD called Willow Bridge, and Kupala na Ivana.
Kupala na Ivana, na
Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Ah, it's summer. I keep thinking about sour cherries. Back on the prairies, Manitoba to be exact, I do not remember anybody having a sour cherry tree in their backyard, although they are common in Ukraine. I only tasted them for the first time once we moved to the West Coast. Boy, what a treat. One good thing is if you can't find fresh ones locally, you can purchase them at your supermarket in a jar. Not cheap, but well worth the dollar. Sour cherries, unlike their sweet counterpart, are too sour for some people's tastes to be eaten fresh, although Europeans and Middle Easterners regularly eat them fresh. They are used in cooking, especially in soup, and pork dishes and pies. Also, dried sour cherries are commonly used in cooking. They are also used in combination with sugar, which balances the acidity and brings out the fruit's aroma and flavor. A variety of liqueurs, desserts, preserves, and drinks are made with sour cherries or sour cherry syrup. For today's recipe, I have for you cherry cheesecake. It is a traditional creamy cheesecake made with cottage cheese, but the traditional short pastry crust is replaced with one made of crumb mixture. For this recipe, you will need 3/4 cup Graham wafer crumbs, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 half teaspoon of cinnamon, 3 tablespoons soft butter, 1 pound dry cottage cheese, 3 eggs separated, 1 half cup sugar, 1 quarter teaspoon of salt, 1 half cup thick cream, 1 teaspoon grated lemon rind, 2 teaspoons cornstarch, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 half cup sour cherries, fresh or frozen or from the jar, cut in half, and 1 quarter cup walnuts. Mix the crumbs with the sugar and cinnamon. Work in the butter. Pat evenly into the bottom and sides of a buttered 8x8-inch baking pan. Press the cheese through a sieve, or if you have a food processor, just a few pulses will do to make it smooth. Beat the egg yolks, add the sugar gradually, and continue beating until light and fluffy. Combine with cheese. Add salt, cream, lemon rind, cornstarch, vanilla, and cherries, then mix thoroughly. Beat the egg whites until stiff and fold into the mixture. Spread over the crumb crust and sprinkle with the chopped nuts. Bake in a moderate oven at 325 degrees for 55 to 60 minutes. Then open the door and leave the cake inside to cool for 1/2 hour. I can smell the coffee, can't you? It goes well with a slice of that wonderful cherry cheesecake. For an even fuller, richer taste, add some whipping cream to the top. You thought you died and went to heaven. Enjoy! Dopobachinya and smuch noho!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. Eastern European Women's Vocal Ensemble Svitania from Philadelphia. That was a song called Tsarivna, and it was on the Kupala theme. It is a song about a princess walking about in the garden and beckoning the prince to come closer and closer. And more on the Kupala theme, this is a song by Alexis Kohan from Winnipeg. Before she formed Paris de Kiev, this is her first recording called Tsarivna. Interestingly, same as the song you just heard. And it is a compilation of ritual songs. And here is Rituals of Ivana Kupala. Наивана купала при
вийшлось річку прести, уплав пливти, упала Найва. Найва накупала всі дівочки перебрели, купала Найва. Найва накупала дівка Маринка, утонула, купала Найва.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Пішов кіт пороби, баба под підпеньки, а кіт свої посушив, баба ним негенькі, а кіт свої посушив, баба ним негенькі. Пішов кіт по розвід, баба по сніданку, кіт назбирав помікід, баба по мошклянку, кіт назбирав помікід, баба по мошклянку. Варив кіт на обід, гробів по момиску, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку. Попоїв кіт гробів та й попив водою, баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою. Баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, а кіт собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою, а кіт собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою. Жептеш ла до мене, я се гречі попоїв, дай піду без тебе, я се гречі попоїв, дай піду без тебе.
And our blast from the past comes to us courtesy the Interlake Polka Kings from a recording called Looking to the Future, a long-playing recording is on CD now, but originally on vinyl, and another one of those that I grew up with. That was Pisho Did Pohrebe, Grandpa Goes for Mushrooms, and that's on the, obviously, Father's Day theme. And a bit of comic relief on that is that Kupala songs tend to be kind of dramatic, although I imagine there was quite a bit of fun to be had around Kupala time. But we're not going to go in that direction. Well, we'll just continue on with more on the Ivana theme. We've got a group called Chocolade with a very contemporary arrangement of an ancient song. The first time I heard this, I just fell in love with this group, and I thought it's kind of almost comes full circle because it does have that sort of, it's contemporary, it's a jazz arrangement, but it has that kind of, I don't know, it seems to me it has that feel of kind of that ancient traditional feel. So listen and see what you think. Here's Chocolade now with Oi na Ivana.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. While many of my friends are planning their holidays, I think back at the summer of 1996 and my first meeting with this week's persona. I had arrived in Kyiv in mid-July, and over the next few days, while I was still in Kyiv before leaving for Chernobyl to visit family, a friend of mine took me to a set of offices in the basement of a residential building a stone's throw away from St. Michael's Square in Kyiv. There in one of the offices, I was introduced to him. He was by training an actor and studied at the Karpinokokari State Institute for Theatric Arts in Kyiv. But I was introduced to him as an artistic director of the Art Fellas Agency. 3 years later, I found myself back in Kyiv, not on vacation, but working as a communications consultant during the presidential elections. And once again, I found myself in that same set of basement offices. Over the next year, I got to know Vasily Vovkun as someone in the office next door, and that his birthday party his co-workers invited him to on June 16, 1999. Many years later, he became Minister of Culture and Tourism in the Yulia Tymoshenko government. While Vovkun had a number of achievements, the one that interests me the most, made the greatest contribution to Ukraine's contemporary cultural scene, was the launching of the Rok Existencia Contemporary Music Festival in 1996. The festival existed over a 10-year period and ran 9 times. The festival not only provided a venue for Ukraine's already popular bands and musicians at the time, but also featured some new acts. The first festival featured bands such as Veve, Saki Vepadok, Komovnez, Plach Yeremi, V, Brate Bluzu, and Actus, with special guest Rick Waitman, formerly of Yes. To the end of the 1990s, there were very few new groups featured. But it was really in 2000 where some new bands appeared. Shchastya, Faktichno Sami, Druha Rika, and Mandre. By Rok Existencia 2002, groups like Lesya Harasimchuk and Korolevsky Zaytsi, Tartak, Prakalaba, and Haidamake appeared, though Haidamake were only new in name. Prior to that, they had appeared under the name Actus. In 2005, I attended the festival and first heard Ti Stropadrich Horu, Those Who Fall Upward, and Motorola. While many may not even know Vasily Vovkun accomplished as a government minister, it is clear that Rok Existencia had a lasting impression on many. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos.
Ой, не ходи, ходи, Орисю, на гору, на лиску. Не ходи, ходи, Орисю, а грай на сопілиці. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи на лису гору, а грай на сопілиці. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи на лису гору, а грай на сопілиці. Бо на горі, на листі, туман над ярами. Бо на горі, на листі, чорти з відьмаками. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гой. Ой, дріці, дріці, там шугає така нечисть, що гріхи дивитись. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці, там шугає така нечисть, що гріхи дивитись. Чорта роги, круто роги, очі як лещата. Жінка в нього чорна жаба, бридка та вусата. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці, от такі жінки в пенсарських вайні молодиці. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці, от такі жінки в пенсарських вайні молодиці. Чорт зубатий та багатий, хоч кльову дівку, може їй платити златом та водить до шинку. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці. Не ходи, Орись, на гору, а чекай на приниця. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці. Не ходи, Орись, на гору, а чекай на принця. Лай, лай, ла, 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 лай, лай, ла, 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 ла,
And that was a group called Mandre with Orecia. And Mandre is one of those groups that Vasil mentioned in his cultural capsule, along with many other that Vasil Vovkun was involved with. Coming up next, back to the Ivana Kupala theme, we have Zolotyi Kluchi up next from Ukraine, that wonderful trio featuring Nina Matvienko. And here they are now with a very authentic Kupala song. Сьогодні Івана, а завтра Купала.
Сьогодні Івана.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Prince Wilhelm von Habsburg, an Austrian aristocrat, aspired to become king of Ukraine? Prince Wilhelm von Habsburg learned Ukrainian and became known as Vasil Vishivani because he took to wearing a Ukrainian embroidered shirt under his officer's uniform. He was involved in Ukraine's efforts at independence after World War I. In the end, he was captured by the Red Army, tortured, and died in a Kiev prison in 1948. The fascinating story of Wilhelm von Habsburg, or Vasil Vishivani, is told in a recently published book by Timothy Snyder, professor at Yale University. The book is entitled The Red Prince, The Secret Lives of a Habsburg Archduke. You can buy the book in local bookstores or borrow it from your local public library.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalive, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. That was the Vesnivka Choir from Toronto, from their self-titled CD, and Kupala na Ivana. And that is another traditional song about the summer solstice, going back many, many centuries in Ukrainian folklore. And referring, Ivan is the name of a guy, it means John in English, and Kupala is a reference to water, and there's an awful lot to do with water in this ritual, floating wreaths down the river and all sorts of wonderful things. Again, Vesnilka Choir from Toronto with Kupala na Ivana. Up next is something that's back to the father theme, not quite really a Father's Day song, but it reminds me of my dad, because my dad's name is Paul, and this is called Paul's Puppets Polka, and Puppets is belly button, and that just always kind of makes me laugh when I think of belly buttons and my dad and all that. So here are the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg with Paul's Puppets Polka. Best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe. Tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's spelled N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Добре книга розум розвиває і щастя тобі пригортає. And our proverb of the week translates as a good book develops one's mind and gives one luck. And I bet Amazon will agree with that one. Well, our time is almost up now, so to wrap up our program, Prairie Crocus with Guido's Polka, and for the Ukrainian impaired, that is Grandpa's Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення!
Thank you.